ask you about a couple of things here. ChatGPT, one of the latest AI programs to hit the big time, if you will. ChatGPT, you can take it's a word program, and I can go into it and write a job opening, you know, show host, whatever, and give like one sentence or two, and it'll write 2 pages. It'll write the whole thing for you incredibly well. Press release on, you know, mass shooting in California, blah, 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 boom. It'll do all sorts of things. It's remarkable. And it's all part of our ever-evolving fake world. Completely fake world. I'm reflecting on what Michael Dougherty just said there. But we live, excuse me, we live in a time where I can put in a sentence or two and get 2 pages of a job opening or a press release or a song written in the style of Johnny Cash, if I want. I can put in different things like that and say, here's what I want. I want a song. I want country music. I want these words. I want whiskey and dirt roads and, you know, broken heart or whatever. And put it in there. Boom, it'll write you a song. So this comes at a time when Google is advertising on television its brand new camera. Have you seen these ads? Google shows the brand new phone, I should say, its smartphone. And the camera portion of the phone takes a picture. And in the background of the picture, there's, you know, 2 or 3 people that you don't know and don't want there. So the phone, you say, take that. And all of a sudden, they're gone. And artificial intelligence fills in the grass or the trees or the ocean or whatever you're standing in front of and fills in the blanks. So you've got a phone that'll take fake pictures. You've got ChatGPT that'll write fake stories or artificial stories. You've got deep fake videos where you can make videos using a digital version of me, for example. You can get Steve Gruber to do and say things that Steve Gruber never did and never said, and it all looks perfectly real. And I'm reflecting on what Dougherty said there, because if you can create videos of me that are fake, take photographs with your smartphone that are fake, put out press releases that are manufactured by AI, the whole damn world is fake. There's, what do you believe? And the danger here is pretty clear. The danger is pretty clear. If you get someone that's very talented, and there are a lot of people on this planet that are very talented with this kind of technology, that could create a video with supporting documents, supporting photographs, that don't look photoshopped, that don't look fake, that look very real. And you could have Joe Biden saying to the American people, we have no choice but to do X, Y, and Z, and we head into a war. Or whatever it may be. And the Soviet Union, the Russians, or the Chinese, react accordingly. In the wrong hands, these kind of technologies are incredibly dangerous. Not to mention, where is this? Your TV's spying on you, right? Remember when big old flat screen TVs were a luxury? We bought a new TV before a couple of the college football games this year. I think it's 65 inches. It was $400 for a Samsung. I mean, nice TV, flat screen, $400. You know, I remember when my grandmother bought, way back in the day, like 1980. My grandmother was a very frugal individual, but she liked television. And way back when, she bought a 27-inch color TV, a Sony Trinitron. Hello! I mean, that was like, you know, that was the holy grail of television sets. The Sony Trinitron, hello! Well, she spent like $800 or $900 back in 1980 on such a... For $900 today, you can get 75 inches of flat screen pleasure, surround sound. Hell, we'll probably make the chairs vibrate if you pay a little extra fee somewhere, right? Anyhow, your televisions, are spying on you. And how many smart TVs come equipped with cameras? Most people don't realize that they all do. Not much you can do is short of voiding the device's warranty and removing it yourself. You can cover it up, but who wants electrical tape on the television screen? Start with your smart TV tracking features, especially automatic content recognition, ACR. And how do you turn it on and off? It's a visual recognition feature that can identify every ad, TV show, or movie you're playing on your TV. This includes streaming boxes, cable, over-the-air TV, and even DVD and Blu-ray players. The data is then collected and used for marketing and targeted advertising purposes. If this all sounds too creepy, there are ways to turn it off. The exact methods will depend on your TV's brand. Samsung, for example, which is a TV I've had for a long time. Go to Settings, Support, scroll down to Terms and Policies. Here you can turn off Viewing Information Services, VIS, Samsung's ACR technology, Internet-based advertising for personalized ad tracking and voice recognition services. You see, it recognizes you when you're talking in your own room, these televisions. You've been warned about this for a long time. This is not some conspiracy theory thing. This is, and you can turn off Vizio, LG. There's instructions for all TVs. And they have cameras and microphones, and they can hear you. I mean, how do you think it is that your phone, now that I'm talking about televisions for sale and 65-inch flat screens, my phone and my laptop computer here on the desk is going to start popping up ads for me to get a flat-screen TV? We're being looked at all the time. There are ways to protect yourself. There are ways. Sony Trinitron didn't do that. Maybe Grandma knew best. She bought the good TV that didn't have the monitoring system of me and you. Anyhow, it's a fake world. Fake press releases, deep fake videos, fake photographs on the Google phone. What's real anymore? That's the real question. Think about it. I'll be back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Can you go anywhere and find an endeavor in society where we've come to accept and tolerate an adult, and even kids, treating another adult the way we allow spectators, coaches, and players to treat a high school game official? Can you? No one has the right to abuse game officials. So before you blurt something out about that next close call, consider this. Without the officials, nobody wins. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.